This is Stories Worth Sharing from the Church of England. The Bishop of Truro, Tim Thornton, outlines some of the challenges that face rural communities struggling with the cost of living and how churches offer friendship and practical support to those in need. What sort of social and economic challenges do the poorest of the 9.3 million people living in rural areas face?
I think there are particular issues in rural areas that people in poverty face. Inevitably, one of the big issues is transport, or basically the lack of it, certainly the lack of public transport, and then that puts a premium on them to have to consider whether they can have a car, if they can have a car, and of course all those costs then add up, as well as time constraints and other issues. So I think transport in rural areas is an added issue. But also actually just the cost of everyday life and living can be more expensive, partly, again, related to transport costs more generally. So distribution costs and being at the end of the line, as it were, can add to premiums in various ways that I think does give a real poverty premium for people living in rural areas.
With lower than average annual earnings, increasing fuel poverty and a significant disparity when it comes to housing costs to income, is it unsurprising that food poverty exists in rural areas?
It's not at all unsurprising. In fact, it surprises me sometimes that I have to remind people that poverty in rural areas, when it happens, can hit more deeply and can be more effective in all sorts of ways. Housing is a big issue in all sorts of different aspects, not least the whole question of whether young people can afford to live anywhere near their extended families. That again pushes the distance between families even greater. The distance can add to all sorts of relationship problems, and then, hey presto, you've got even more difficulties. It's not a surprise to me to find that some of our food banks in rural areas have to deliver food into some very remote areas where people are really struggling. And of course, there again, isolation and loneliness becomes an added overlay onto the problems of poverty itself.
And how are church communities specifically responding in Cornwall?
Extraordinarily, in all sorts of ways. It's constantly a surprise to me to think that in the last, 10 or 15 years, thousands of volunteers, most of them, not all of course, but most of them, coordinated through churches, have come forward to get involved in food banks and now related movements. So there are lots of food banks around Cornwall, both independent and Trussell Trust. As I said earlier, some of them actually are delivering out to people living in very remote areas, which is remarkable in terms of time and commitment. But as well as food banks, there are now clothes banks, there are furniture banks, as well as all those kind of particular issues giving resources to people. There are now all sorts of agencies giving advice. Christians Against Poverty is doing a wonderful job across the county in various different places. Lots of volunteers giving debt advice, giving housing advice, giving all sorts of relationship advice. And then on top of that now, there's another kind of whole series of movements and projects around dealing with food surpluses, so sometimes called food waste, but surplus food being given back to community groups so that they don't have to pay for the food, but can then, as it were, focus their limited resources on helping the poorest. So community kitchens, community lunches, community resources giving food and help, and also giving sociability, bringing people together so that they can try and heal some of those relationships and some of those isolation issues.
And why do you think it's fundamentally important for the church to be involved in alleviating poverty?
Well, as I've hinted once, twice, I think one of the big issues for me, which actually as bishops we wrote about fairly recently, is isolation and individualism. And I think we live in a more and more atomised and individualistic society. As I've said elsewhere, I think the glue in our society has disappeared. And for me as a Christian, the constant journey is from dependence through independence towards interdependence. So as Christians, those of us who believe that God revealed God as the Trinity, the community of persons, we are all about understanding relationships are key to our existence and to our mutual flourishing. Mutual flourishing is what's at the heart of being a Christian, and therefore churches get involved in poverty because where there is poverty, people are not going to be able to flourish and certainly not going to be able to add to another person's flourishing.
Now, the Church of England looks to have an active presence in every community across the country, and often it's the only communal building that's left in particularly rural areas for people to come to and use. I guess this kind of scheme offers new opportunities for churches to be the beating heart of life within a rural community. As a bishop, you must see this as you travel around a lot, and I suppose you must have seen some really interesting examples of churches that have been adapted to meet those changes in society.
Yes, it's one of the exciting aspects of what's beginning to happen more and more now, that people are thinking even more creatively about how they can use the buildings. In a way, some of this has always happened, right back in the beginning, as it were. You know, many of our buildings were community buildings. So before somebody put pews in them, the naves would have been used for marketplaces, for various communities getting together and celebrating at various times through the year. So actually now some of our community buildings, churches, where there are, again, where there is space, do all sorts of extraordinary things. I was in one of our churches recently, where there's been a biomass boiler put in so that the church school, which happens to be next door, now uses the school, and the biomass boiler gives heating to both the church and the school. But the school comes in and has assemblies, has parties, because the floor is the biggest community space in the area. As well as that, I see even more exciting projects. So in one of our small villages in East Cornwall, there's a community shop now in the church. The local shop closed some years ago, so there is now a shop and a post office in the church, where again, fascinatingly, it's bringing people who never would have come into a church before into the building, as well as the church, the community shop, which is a relatively small space. They're using another part of the building to be there as a place for people to have coffee during the daytime in the week. Again, just allowing people to meet and build those relationships. Even more interesting, perhaps, in Penzance, there's a church where in the back of the church, big Victorian church, a play zone has been created. So a soft play area from floor to ceiling, extraordinary looking thing, with young people now using that. Interestingly, in a very rural area, 70% of people in that ward don't have cars or access to cars. So again, giving a community resource, children's parties. As it happens, it's proved so popular that it's bringing hundreds of people into the church and actually creating an income stream. But the purpose of it is all about creating community and giving people a different take on what church is about.
That was a story worth sharing from the Church of England. Thanks for listening.